Buried somewhere in the governor's budget is a proposal to reduce the amount of money pharmacists are reimbursed for providing drugs to Medicaid and senior care patients. The reimbursement rate is based on the average wholesale price for brand name drugs. The governor proposed cutting the Medicaid reimbursement rate by 3.75%, but pharmacists say that would translate into a much higher cut in profits. Daryl Danian manages the long-term care for Morton's Pharmacy, a regional chain in the Fox Valley.
Pharmacies do not make huge profits. We average about a 1% net profit, and calculating what the cost of these budget cuts will mean on an organization like Morton's, it is not economically viable for us to remain in the marketplace.
Larger pharmacies might not be driven out of business by the proposed cut, but a pharmacy manager at an area ShopCo says customers will get less service. Emery Lafine says people on Medicaid or senior care often take up to 10 different prescriptions. Lafine told the Joint Finance Committee that those patients need guidance on when to take their medicine, drug interactions, and side effects.
Does it make sense to buy expensive medication for people if they don't know how and when to use it?
Pharmacists say their services can help people stay home and avoid expensive nursing home care. Public transportation can also help people live at home. The manager of Fox Valley Transit, Chuck Camp, spoke in favor of the governor's proposed transportation budget. A point of controversy is Doyle's transfer of $500 million out of the transportation budget. The money would go to local governments in the form of shared revenue. Chuck Camp says the governor's budget provides a 2.5% increase in paratransport money, a service used by the elderly and disabled.
I am pleased that the governor's budget recognizes that these programs serve some of our community's most vulnerable citizens. And as an operating program, public transportation is less able to withstand one-time budget cuts without facing long-term damage.
The hearing at the Menasha High School was the second full day of testimony on the state budget situation. Eventually, 6 hearings will be held statewide. Members of the Joint Finance Committee must come up with a budget plan by the end of Wisconsin's fiscal year in June. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.